27-year-old Sadie Luke is suing heavy metal singer Lance Ozanix for ruining her dress during a performance. Lance says it's all part of his act.
What happened when you got there?
Well, he was kind of giving me this intense look by that point. He kind of got this crazed look on his face, at which point the audience started going really wild and crazy. At that point, I knew that something wasn't right and that this wasn't going to be the typical performance. You know, you go to see a rock band and you don't expect this kind of behavior.
I didn't hear any bad behavior yet.
This is the bad behavior right here. He leaned over his shoulder, and as he was coming back towards me, he threw up all over the front of me.
You did do that, didn't you?
Yes.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, June 15th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, which celebrity watches his ma and pa bump uglies? Plus, the Jonas Boners and Nigerian Cock Boosters. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back to start off a brand new week of podcast. Thank you so much for checking out the show. At the top of the program, you know, last week we interviewed Roy Killer War. I posted the full 22-minute interview up on the Sideshow this past weekend. But I think this might have encouraged Roy Killer War to start posting new videos on YouTube because, yes, he's back. It's just a short video, but it really illustrates that Roy hasn't changed at all since his last video, or since his interview, actually, last week. Here is his new posting.
Hey, Dad, but I'm really tired, so I'm just really quick.
I love how Roy doesn't really even pay any attention to what's going on. He starts talking before he's even recording. Like, he's in mid-sentence when the video starts.
Hey, Dad, but I'm really tired, so I'm just really quick. The new Barbados. Chuck Taylor, Converse, and All Silver are fucking awesome.
Yes, he's holding up, a pair of new Converse shoes.
Fabulous. But they are not sex club friendly. As you're walking down the narrow corridors of the sex clubs, you will slip and fall. It happened to me last week. Twice.
Roy Killer War is like a consumer advocate for, you know, horny, drugged up messes. If you're in a sex club, these shoes will not hold up.
But they are not sex club friendly.
No.
As you're walking down the narrow corridors of the sex clubs, you will slip and fall. It happened to me last week. Twice. At both clubs. Scratched up my back and I bruised up my legs from just falling on the steps. And I couldn't even complain because my friend had so much crystal meth on him. God damn it, there goes another useful lawsuit. Anyway, well, that's just my warning for the day.
Alright, very good. You think maybe the crystal meth had something to do with you slipping and falling? Maybe not even crystal meth, but the copious amounts of other drugs and alcohol you've probably consumed before heading out to the sex club, or at the sex club, you know what I mean? Like, don't blame it on the shoes, come on. Moving on now, Jack emailed me a video. He says, "Hey Tim, I found this while looking for some British porn. I'm British, and it's nice to watch something closer to home. And anyways, this bird really wants someone to fuck her dirt box. Let's take a listen to a British chick getting pounded in the shit box. I'm sorry, the dirt box. You know what, Jack kind of brings... Sorry to interrupt, but Jack brings up something that I find interesting. Now, we as Americans are used to just seeing other, you know, Americans in porn. I mean, this is the porn capital of the world, right? But I wonder if British people, you know, and Australians and people in other countries get sick of seeing, you know, Americans getting fucked. And they search out people from their own country getting nailed. I guess so, because Jack did. I mean, like, you know, there is, like, Asian porn and stuff like that, but that's usually, like, fetish stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, if you watch, you know, straight porn, you're gonna get, you know, fucking blonde bimbos getting nailed by ugly, fat Americans.
Let me ride the fat cock!
Oh, yeah. Got your cup feels good at my dirt box. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm riding that fucking juicy cock right on my shithole. Oh, yeah.
I'm riding that juicy cock on my ship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In a minute, I'm going to suck all my ass juice off that cock and put it back up me.
Wait a second. I want to hear that line over again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, in a minute, I'm going to suck all my ass juice off that cup and put it back up me.
In a minute, I'm going to suckle my ass juice.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Let me taste that ass juice. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to put that dick back up my ass now. Yeah.
Apparently, she cleaned the shit box juices off of the cock and now wants to start over.
Now I've sucked all the ass juice off.
Oh.
I need to get some more.
Oh, okay. See?
I need some more ass.
Just like I said.
Now I've sucked all the ass juice off. I need to get some more. I need some more ass juice. I need to eat some more. Oh, I need your big cook back up my asshole. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I need to make some more ass juice. Oh, yeah, I'm banging that cock deep up my dirt box.
She's churning ass juice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it feels good. There's nothing like cock up your asshole. Oh, yeah.
Good girl.
Yeah, now I want to fuck your cup, but let me suck the juice first. I don't want to waste the juice.
Well, Jake, you found your British porn. As long as you're into whores sucking ass juice covered cocks.
Slide that fat knob up your ass.
Yeah. Let me sit on that knob then. Bring it forward so I can slide up my dirt box. How's my title last?
Fuck my cock.
Yeah.
Ride me.
Yeah.
Ride me.
Oh, yeah, I'm riding your big fat cock, yeah. Oh, fuck, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good Christ. God save the Queen. As we continue our sail across the globe, we're going to take a quick stop in Germany for a second and listen to some broad get fisted. This is a very worldly episode of TV. We haven't played some good fisting audio in a while. Right now she's just being spanked and fingered. Well, I think a fist is going in there right about now. It goes from, like, shrieking in pain to that burning full feeling of having a fist jammed in your ass. She also sounds a little constipated. His fist is actually shaking her whole body. You could hear it.
Really?
I'm not going to play the whole thing here for you. Let's just fast forward to the end. Let's hear the grand finale. There you go. German broad. German broad getting fisted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, indeed. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now would be a great time to sign up. Just posted a weekend podcast. Earlier this week, we did an extended show, also an exclusive video and a video cast. And, I posted that full interview with Roy Killer War. Tomorrow we should have a bonus episode as well. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Also have to mention, just posted a new YouTube video. If you're not a subscriber to my YouTube videos, My username is Distorted View Show. There's a link on the show notes. Subscribe, rate, and comment on the videos, and you could win a what the hell is it called? Like, I always forget how to pronounce it. I always say Chumba. Ever since I mentioned that it reminds me of the tub thumping group, I can't say this. I can't say the name right. It's a Chumby. That's right. Chumby.com if you want to check it out. It's a cool wireless little internet device thing. I'll be giving that away, what did I say, July 8th or something like that. So make sure to leave comments, subscribe, and blah, 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 blah. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Nigeria. Men trying to keep several wives happy and women competing with co-wives for their husband's attention has led to a boom in the sale of herbal aphrodisiacs in predominantly Muslim northern Nigeria. All right, these are the people who should not be having sex. Yeah, I'm talking about everyone in Nigeria, because they all have AIDS. And if they don't, then their husband is going to give it to them real soon, because he's also banging like 13 other women who have probably banged 13 other men and who have probably banged a monkey or something. I don't know. It's pretty freaky over there in Nigeria. It's a wild scene, man. Quote, demand for sex stimulants has been unprecedented in the last 4 years, herbalist Sulu Admu said in his dingy office. Admu, who has 40 years in the business, reckons his clients, mostly men, oh shit, have more than tripled the number since 2005. Women not satisfied with their husband's sexual performance also come for the drugs if their husbands are embarrassed to do so. Women also go for aphrodisiacs to make them appealing to their husbands. I've seen some of those broads over there. And I've been using the term broad a lot in my new video, and I think today on the show I also said it. Like I'm a member of the Rat Pack or something. That's how me and Frank talk. I think I was born like 15 or 20 years after the Rat Pack was last relevant, but that, you know, no matter. All right, back to the story here. Women go for aphrodisiacs to make them appealing to their husbands. Mother provides sex stimulants to their newlywed daughters to aid them satisfy their groom's sexual desires, said, oh, fuck me, Hafsat Musa Baba of the Sustainable Development Center, a reproductive health NGO. I don't know what that means. Talatu Jatau, 53, has been selling aphrodisiacs for women, known simply as women's stuff, for 6 years and makes a good living from it. Every other month, they failed to mention in the story that their sex aphrodisiacs are like monkey brains and basil or something. Nowhere in this story does it even question what the fuck they're giving to these people. Lami Bello, 28, has been using women's herbal sex stimulants since she met her boyfriend 3 years ago. I have a very virile boyfriend who is so affectionate that I don't want to lose him. I realize the only way to keep him to myself is to satisfy his sexual urge. That is why I use aphrodisiacs, and the experience has been worthwhile, she said with a smile. Herbal aphrodisiacs are displayed everywhere, in markets, bus stations, offices, and even outside mosques. The drugs come in all forms, liquid, jelly, and powder, and are taken orally or rubbed on the penis. The recipes are handed down from father to son and are a jealously guarded secret. Haruna Usman, 39, has been using herbal stimulants for 5 years and says his sex life has greatly improved over that period. Hey, here's a quick message to the Enzyte people. If you're not shipping your shit to Nigeria yet, get on that! Untapped market! You're gonna make a fortune over there! Bob's gonna be smiling. All the way to the goddamn bank! I'm surprised the story doesn't include anything about witchcraft or warlocks. I mean, this is the same country where witches are stealing penises and shit. Samani Mukakalaka now steers clear of herbal sex stimulants. Why, you ask? Well, he says he stopped using them 7 years ago. I was given a strong potion by an herbalist, and after taking it, I became aroused, but the erection refused to subside, even after I made love to my three wives. For 4 days, my penis stayed erect, and I had to be admitted to the hospital, where doctors told me that I stood the risk of becoming impotent. I stayed for more than a week, and it cost me $340. Since then, I have refrained from any sex stimulant. So there you go. There are side effects. Second story we have
from... I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you. You don't good in my life.
You know what a drunk, Wendy's-eating David Hasselhoff means? It's time for Distorted Views. Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity. Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Hollywood.
Is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
Yes, Transformers star Shia LaBeouf is making... No. That's LaBouche. Why does it seem like I keep mentioning LaBouche on this program? I didn't even like that group. All right, so this guy, Shia LaBeouf, or whatever, is back to talking about his family in an inappropriate manner, this time saying he got his sense of humor from watching his parents have sex. The comment was the second time he has surprised fans with his thoughts on his parents after he called his mother the sexiest woman I know. My humor came from seeing my parents have sex, smoke weed, my mom being naked, just weird hippie stuff, twisted R-rated humor, he told Parade magazine. He'd probably enjoy this program, actually. The 23-year-old actor admitted that he is indeed battling a few demons, adding that all actors are. They're all in pain. It's a profession of bottom feeders and heartbroken people, he said. Most actors on most days don't think they're worthy, he said. I have no idea where this insecurity comes from, but it's a God-sized hole. If I knew it, I'd fill it and I'd be on my way. Methinks he's headed down the Heath Ledger path. Kaboom. Mark my words, he's going down, baby. The Transformers star, who was arrested on a DUI in July of 2008, also admitted to being an alcoholic. Why am I an alcoholic, he says? I haven't a fucking clue. Now, there you go. Glad he cleared that up for us. Alright, final story we have for you today. Oh, it's another one of these stories. A hardcore porn movie was accidentally screened at PS17 in Brooklyn, New York. Students from five classes at the school had assembled to watch Camp Rock, a Disney Channel movie starring the Jonas Brothers. Let me guess, they caught a few seconds of Camp Cock instead. After a teacher powered up the DVD player and walked away to get the Disney movie, a skin flick began to play. The students, some as young as 5 years old, were exposed to 45 seconds of sex acts in the incident late last month. Quote, my son told his friends he saw a naked lady at school, said Ronna Easton, whose 6-year-old son, Cass, viewed the snippet with his entire kindergarten class. I thought he was just being silly. It's appalling. The principal sent home a letter to parents the day of the incident. Quote, a very explicit pornographic video came on the screen. This was extremely upsetting to the students and staff members in attendance. I'm deeply sorry that this episode took place. I know that we will make every effort to find out who was responsible for this despicable act. No doubt one of the teachers. Jerking off in the teacher lounge. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, baby. This is Samantha from 1-800-WET-SHIT.
Whoa.
We recently have received a bill for Tim Henson.
What?
It relates to a 30-minute call with one of our sex mistresses. We recently haven't gotten the pay, and we are going to need it by Friday.
All right, very nice. Good try. I wish 1-800-WET-SHIT was still around. I guess that number is down. It's just a general sex number now. Because I think that would have been a great bit, me talking to a scat freak. Although I already kind of did that with the grandmother.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt from Amherst calling. It's like 2:30 in the morning. Just finished listening to the 10th show. And I have a suggestion, actually.
Okay.
You should take the longest, most juicy pussy fart you can find and run it through the auto tuner.
Oh!
I feel like that would be...
That's not a bad idea.
And what's up with you playing the films all of a sudden? The past, 3 weeks, I've heard Felt Loops, 19 times. Like, what the fuck? Alright, I'll talk to you
later. Oh, yeah, the films. That's right. You know what happened was a couple weeks ago, or probably a month ago, I sent out a Twitter saying, hey, if anyone has, any favorite bands or whatever, you guys know the type of music I play at the end of the show. That's what type of music I like. So if any of you guys know of anything like that, send me your favorites. And I can't remember if that was someone's favorite or if I just sort of found that on iTunes. But, I like that song a lot. We'll play it at the end of the show so you guys know what I'm talking about. Maybe tomorrow I'll run some queefs through the auto-tuner. If you guys have any good queef audio, please email me for my auto-tuner experiments.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
Hey,
it's Sunday
the real,
morning.
The real Tone Deaf Sean.
I just wanted to tell you, I just had a wonderful opportunity to be an asshole, but I let it go. I was driving down the street, and there's this huge puddle at the corner, and there was this jogger standing next to the puddle, waiting to walk around it. I went by.
You should have.
She was too cute. I couldn't splash her.
Oh.
So you guys should know.
All right. Well, thank you very much for checking in, Tone Deaf Sean.
Hey, Tim. This is your underage listener from Colorado. I'm currently on vacation in our most bathed up state, Florida. I just wanted to tell you about...
Are you in Orlando?
When you know you're a freak moment. We were driving...
Did you get to hug Mickey?
Driving down the highway down here in Florida, and I see a bunch of black people in a pickup truck. And it's the back is just filled with watermelons, and the first thing that went through my mind was, wonder whose pickup truck that is.
Oh. All right, thank you very much for checking in with that racist voicemail.
Hey, Tim.
Oh, what?
I was just freaking bored one day, trying out numbers, like just sex numbers, to see how retarded they could be. And 1-800-KINKY-ASS is actually AT&T's, like, service help number.
What? 1-800-KINKY-ASS? Well, I guess ass, R-S-T. I guess that he might be right there, KINKY-ASS. I'll have to try that.
Hey, Tim. First-time caller here. I am driving back to my job because every weekend I go and visit my family. And I was listening to your podcast from days gone by.
Right.
And for some reason, I started thinking about the last time I saw my girlfriend, and I got just really horny and just turned off the podcast and just started jerking off while driving 90 miles an hour down the highway. So then I thought I'd give you a call. Talk to you later.
Right.
Could you?
Well, thank you for jerking off to me.
Hello, Timothy James. Looks like you're very attractive, Vincent. I am, well, walking to get me a big-ass bag of burgers from Wendy's right now. I have two things. The most important, update your archives. Zip, bitch.
Oh, that's yes, I've got to update. There's some more zips that are going to be posted this week.
Doo-doo,
oh, oops. Tim. What was the other thing you wanted to mention?
If I may. Satan, if Tim is going to let you come, please, I would ask you why he's been away so long.
Satan's been busy. He's not around right now. He's on vacation, taking a little R&R. He's been working
Doo-doo,
all this time.
Tim. This is soon-to-be sideshow member T-Money from California.
Oh, T-Money.
I was
hello,
just calling
hello
to comment on your Friday show about how they did the DirecTV switch. And I actually work at a senior community living center, and it was so bad. I had so much to deal with.
War zone.
With people calling in and having trouble working their TVs.
You sound
awful.
A little shaken up
about
it.
Nailed how bad it was. And I always laugh when you play old people getting tasered and dying.
I know. That's good
mice.
Shit.
That's the funny.
You know what I don't understand about this digital transition? I'm too cheap to pay for regular cable, so I have Dish Network, right? Got it for really cheap or whatever. But what I don't understand is now some of the digital channels are now multicasting is what they're saying. So, like, you know, the NBC affiliate might have three different stations. You know, one might be all weather, one might be different programming. When is Dish? When am I going to get that with my Dish Network thing? Huh? That's what I want to know. I don't get any multi-channels. Bullshit.
Ha 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 ha.
Making me angry here. All right.
Hey Tim, can you play Rainbow Bread through the auto tuner? I think it'd be really funny. And if you've already done it,
all right. Well, listen. Tomorrow we will play. Because we're going to be doing Sextastic Tuesday. So before we do that, we'll do some queefing through the auto tuner and also some Rainbow Bread.
Hey Tim,
oops, there you go. Finally
hey,
today.
Hey Tim, this is Frank. Very funny on the Friday show. It was about time another old fuck got tasered
I know,
by
that was
the
good
police. because I remember the last one you did where Louis Jowett, or Jowett, you talked about, got shot, tasered, and you laughed about her in the studio and did like a reenactment with her. But more reenactments, man. Funny shit.
Oh,
and
yes.
Hopefully more old people get tasered soon.
Yeah, I'll have to do some more Distorted View reenactments soon. All right, well, thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, it's a no God.
I'm running up. Fucking juicy cock right on my shithole.
Vote for us a podcast alley. If you have not voted in the month of June, do so right now. Keep Distorted View in the top five. We are in the top five. I'd like to make it the top three if at all possible. Subscribe via iTunes. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up for that. And don't forget, just posted a new video on YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and comment. And we will be back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take it easy. What's been going on? I knew it all along. So just take it easy. You acted surprised and I just rolled my eyes. It's gonna be alright. Just so we're straight and you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.